there, it's time to visit Chickasola Town. And I'm your writer-actor, Jimmy Scribner, inviting you first class. The Chickasola Choo Choo pulls out in just a minute, but first a minute here. And now, if everyone is ready, let's jump off the Chickasola Choo Choo because we've arrived at Chickasola Town. The first scene is the office of the lawyer Philpotts. The deacon of the Good Shepherd Meeting House has just entered. Come in, sit down.
Yes, dear, good, kind, and gentle brother, they told me as I was just leaving my study that you wished to see me about something regarding, I believe, the supernatural. Deacon, for once and for all, I want to get this purple people-eater thing straight. It's been driving me crazy. Last night I couldn't sleep. I dreamt of my mother-in-law all night long, and it's the first time I've dreamt of her in almost 20 years, and I haven't seen her for 30. And I tell you, anything that brings back those kind of dreams, it has to be investigated. We must do something about it immediately. What seems to be the thing that is troubling your subconscious mind, dear good, kind, and gentle brother? I want to find out if this thing really did happen. Did Johnson really see this little man no bigger than your thumb? Was it this little man that gave Johnson all of these tips on what horse to play and how to make money? I really and truly doesn't know, dear brother. I only know that because of our interference, Brother Johnson says he will never return again, and that the purple people eater has gone forever. Do you believe it was true? Do you believe there was such a thing? Do you believe this thing did come in his window and sit there and tell him all of these wonderful things and how to make money and what to do and how to help people and all of that? I only know, dear brother, that Brother Johnson has never made money in all of his life put together. In all of his 50 years, he has never made enough to fill the coffers of a bird. But now, he has much money.
Yeah. It's hard to believe. But it must be true. There must be some sort of things that come to us, to some of us, from out of space.
Call it wherever you wish, dear brother. But for over a million years, mankind has been receiving certain messages, certain influences from the great beyond. Some refer to it as space. Others have other names for it, dear brother. But your deacon prefers to believe that it's the good Lord himself that has finally found time to smile upon the countenance of dear good kind and lazy Brother Johnson.
Well, whether he's lazy or not, he's got plenty of... Oh, here he comes now. Come in, Johnson. I'm glad to see you.
Hi, lawyer. Hi, deacon. By the way, lawyer, you remember that $5 I've been owing you for about... I guess it looked like it's been 3-4 years now.
Five? Oh, yes.
here you is. Here's the $5 in person.
Johnson, that's all right. You don't have to pay me. Why don't you just forget it?
Well, I owe you the $5 and I won't appeal it to you.
No, let it go, Johnson.
But I never thought the day would ever come when you would turn down money that I was paying you. Why is you turning it down?
Well, we're just good friends, and good friends, well, they shouldn't press each other for a little old $5 loan.
Well, you ain't pressing me. I just giving it to you because I owes it to you. I just want you to know that I is honest, clean through. I just as honest as the wishing bone on a chicken. And I want you to know that. And I want to pay you. The only reason I ain't paid you is because I ain't had it for this.
Johnson, I am not interested in your little let's forget it. Let's call it a gift. And let's talk about more important things.
But I didn't know there was anything any more important than paying back some money that you done borrowed for somebody. Especially, I didn't think there was anything more important to the fella that you owed it to.
Johnson, it's just a pittance, isn't it, Deacon? Being the deacon such as I am, dear brother, I have been quiet up until now. But I can't help but believe, dear good kind and Brother Johnson, that there is a motive behind the Brother Philpott's reluctance to take this money that is legally due him.
What is that?
I believe that Brother Philpott has designs on, shall we say, a much greater amount than $5.
What do you mean by saying that, Deacon?
fairy idea. You know that I am just as honest as a hedgehog, and I wouldn't do anything that would be especially to my good friend Johnson. I wouldn't take 50 cents from him that I wasn't entitled to. Why do you say a thing like that?
The very fact that you get riled up and mad and angry at the suggestion points the finger of guilt at you, you unbrotherly thing. I would like to ask you at this time, if you doesn't mind, to please leave this office.
Okay.
Well, not, she doesn't mean you, Johnson. She means me.
That is true. If you will go, I will appreciate it. And I will further appreciate it, being the deacon like I'm is, if you will not darken that door again, dear brother.
Very well, that's all right with me. After all, I have a right to make a pitch for a few bucks if I see fit. I'm an attorney at law. All of us lawyers have a right to steal if I too get a hand. I mean, to advise people where money is concerned.
Would you please leave, you unbrotherly thing?
Yeah. Good day, Johnson, old friend.
So long, lawyer.
I'll catch you along the way somewhere, Johnson. So long. Good day.
Didn't seem like the deaconly thing to do to pick him out that way, Deacon. He didn't do nothing, did he?
I'm afraid you doesn't understand the designs of the unbrotherly, dear brother. You is such a simple brother yourself. In fact, you are the most... I doesn't remember of ever meeting a more simple brother than you is, dear brother.
And is that good?
Of course it's good. After all, 'twas the good Lord himself that made the simple thing. And of all the simple things that has been made, I must admit that he outdone himself when he made you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Doesn't mean I'm close to him.
You is practically nestled under his wing, dear brother.
What would you do with all the money I got, Deacon? I got so much money I don't know what to do with it.
One of the things I would do, dear good, kind, and gentle brother, twere I you, is take care of a little situation that has seemed to bother you throughout the years.
Well, what situation is that?
Every time you gets into the doghouse, you goes up to Pee-wee Ambrose's room over the garage and stays. And you's always complaining about the windows being busted out and no running water and such as that. Why don't you take some of that money and fix that place up? I'm sure Brother Pee-wee Ambrose would not mind. And then the next time that you needed a place to retreat to, as it were, you would have a place much more tenable than the place is today.
In other words, what you were saying is, long as I got the money to go ahead and refinish, fix up my doghouse.
Exactly, if you wish to place it in the vernacular, dear brother. When dear Sister Johnson gets after you with that frying pan and raises knots upon your cranium, you is without a friend in the world, except Brother Pee-wee. For he alone, in all of the great metropolis of the city of Chickasola, he alone stands unafraid of that dear sister's swinging frying pan. He alone befriends you, when all of the others are afraid to offer a helping hand, lest they too shall taste the clang of the pan. He alone stands to offer you that helping hand to raise you to that little room of his over the livery stable. The least you could do, now that you has the money, is to make that room tenable.
So what is that tenable? You put some tin up there in it?
No, dear brother, make it livable. Put some new chairs, a new table, a bed.
Yeah. Hey, you right. And Deacon, that's what I gonna do starting right now.
And what happens after that makes up the fun on the Johnson family at this same time tomorrow. I'll be back in a moment, but first, a moment here. This is your Johnson family writer, actor, producer, thanking you for today, hoping to see you tomorrow. Until then, goodbye, hubbub, bye!